Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, our Good Time segment is a tune from an album by Jimmy Haskell that's celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Beth Riley has a deep track from America's band, the Beach Boys, in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. Devin Berryhill of the Tourmaliners is in our Green Room segment, talking about what it was like growing up around and playing with his dad, Bob Berryhill, with the Safaris. And of course, we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got songs from the Breakers, the Volcanoes, the Hooters, Link Ray, the Jackets, Olivia Jean, Raoul Mallow, the Babylonies, the Dirty Licks, the Desolate Coast, Rangers, and Steelers More. Starting us off from their new album and first new album in 25 years. And they'll be at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender happening July 28th through the 30th at the Crystal Ballroom at the Golden Sales Hotel in Long Beach, California. Surf Guitar 101 Festival has all of the info on tickets and lineup. This is the Bomboras from their album Songs from Beyond on Music Recordings. It's the tune Frenzied.
We'll be right back.
That's new from The Breakers on Shirawaji Records, a single called Monster Storm. Now, there'll be another cool festival happening on August 26th, Third Coast Surf Fest. Also has Low Straitjackets, by the way, so many more. ThirdCoastSurfFest.com has all of the info for that one. Our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is by an explosive artist. He's from Revere, Massachusetts. Then his family moved to just north of Boston. This is the B-side to his 1962 single Palisades Park on Swan Records. In fact, this was the intended A-side, but a DJ accidentally played Palisades Park, and the rest is history with that one. But this is a great tune about the months of summer. The answer and the song coming up later. Up next, yes, you guessed it, they'll also be at Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender. So many great events happening this summer. From the 1998 Estrus Records titled Finish Line Fever, it's the Volcanoes and Theme from Action.
I'm Jackie from The Jackets, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my good friend Jamming James Riley. Yeah!
We'll be right back. Patrick Starr on the phone to talk about his rockin' new song, Under My Rock. Patrick, are you there?
Hello?
This is Al Pokori on WH2O, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Can you turn your radio down?
Hello?
Now, here comes the music.
Having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Rangers from the Cruel Sea EP, their cover of Hawaii 5-0. New from the Jackets in the mix there as well. Life's not like the movies. Definitely a true statement there. Time now for our Good Time segment.
Let the sky open up and let the good time roll. Let the good time roll.
This segment definitely puts the good time in good time rock and roll. We've got a tune from a Jimmy Haskell album titled John Severson Presents Sunset Surf from 1963 on Capitol Records. And John Severson was a Hall of Fame surfer and artist. And Jimmy Haskell was a legendary arranger. The great Glenn Campbell is one of the musicians on the album. In fact, this song is Goofy Foot Glenn from the Jimmy Haskell album John Severson Presents Sunset Surf from 1963, celebrating its 60th anniversary on our Good Times segment.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy.
Hi, this is Dick Dale.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
And I'm Kevin Bacon, also from the Bacon Brothers.
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Surfer Jets.
I'm John Stamos.
Hello, I'm Hank Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
You're listening to Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley.
Our buddy, Jammin' James Riley. With James Riley right here. Have mercy.
I tell you what.
It's new from Olivia Jean from the album Raving Ghost on Third Man Records. Super cool cover of the Inya tune, Orinoco Flow. Instrumental from Raul Mallow of the Mavericks. A song called Havana's Midnight also features the Mavericks on that track. Instrumental album called Say Less. Our Jam & James Jukebox selection of the week is by an explosive artist. He's from Revere, Massachusetts, then his family moved north of Boston later. This is the B-side to his 1962 single Palisades Park on Swan Records. In fact, this was the intended A-side, but a DJ played Palisades Park by accident, and the rest is history with that one. But this is a great track about the months of summer. The answer and the song coming up later. But right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song is from the Beach Boys 2021 box set Phil Flows, the Sunflower and Surf's Up sessions 1969 to 1971. It was written by Brian Wilson and Don Goldberg and features Mike Love on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Sweet and Bitter. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Endlessly I've dreamed of love and its fever, and how it could bring such a change through the years. Now that it's all real and nowhere to run, we must make the best of the things that we've done. A sitting round thinking about it rips my soul. It drives me to the bitter end. glad that it's over and love didn't last. I'll think of the future, the heck with the past. And the words don't come from the heart of me, girl. We can't go on, make believe, and we're still in love. Can't you see it's meant to be? Love was a sweet dream, I woke, it was gone. And then came the bad times, on and on. If that's how it must be, I don't feel so bad. And I'll count your love as the worst that I've had. And the words don't come from the heart of me, girl. We can't go on, make believe, and we're still in love. Can't you see? It's meant to be. Sweet and bitter ways are not often won. When one's for another, it can't be done. I followed a dream and it took me away, away from love's fever we caught yesterday. And the words don't come from the heart of me, girl. We can't go on, make believe, and we're still in love. Can't you see it's meant to be? And the words don't come from the heart of me, girl. We can't go on, make believe.
Jammin' James Riley.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
And you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Dirty Licks and the tune James Bond Booze Cruise from their latest project, Masters of the Electrical Internet. Up next, brand new tune from this band. They have a new album titled Rockin' and Swing, released on May 12th. Also going out on tour with Rick Springfield this August. It's the Hooters. Why Won't You Call Me?
Hey, this is Eric Bazillion from the Hooters, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy, Jammin' James Riley, your soundtrack for the summer.
Shake this
That's new from High Tide Recordings, The Babylonies, the single Winter Nationals. Hey, let's go relax with Devin Berryhill in the Green Room.
Welcome to the Green Room. I'm Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a chance to relax and hear from some interesting folks. My wife, Beth, recently talked with Devin Berryhill of the Tourmaliners recently and asked him about growing up with and playing with his dad, Bob Berryhill, from the Surfaris. We'll hear a tune from the Tourmaliners' award-winning release, Surfidia, in the song Tourmaliner Twist, as well as a track from the Surfaris that Devin is also playing on with his dad from the 2005 album, Wipeout, a song called Hot Surf Sunday. But first, let's hear part of that conversation.
What is it like playing music with your family, more specifically your dad and the Surfaris?
Well, it's great. I grew up, my dad taught me how to play guitar at a very young age. Bought me my first guitar when I was about 8 years old. Playable guitar. Before that, I think I had the little toy guitars as a kid. But I always admired my dad. I really didn't know who he was or what he was when I was little. After surf music kind of hit its hiatus in the 60s, my dad went back to school and got his college degree. So I kind of knew him as a young child as just kind of this guy who went to school and ended up getting a degree in teaching and taught college eventually, actually. So he was always kind of that guy. And then about 6 years old, there was a kind of a reunion show with Dick Dale and the Deltones, Ventures, Jan and Dean, the Shantae, some of those early bands played at this place called the Hollywood Palladium in California here, of course. And that was the first time I ever saw him be a rock star. I was like, wow, this is cool. He's the coolest dad on the block, you know. All my friends on the block who were, their dads were firemen and policemen or something cool kids like to talk about. And I was like, my dad's a rock star. You guys didn't know that. So, you know, he gave me one guitar lesson when I was a kid. He showed me how to play Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Well, there you go.
That was the first thing I ever learned how to play. Just kind of the rhythm picking there. And then he showed me how to shuffle it. And that was pretty much the only lessons I ever had in my life, actually. But after that, I got to just be with him. I got to see the original five guys in the Surfaris play live as a child. So that was a big impression on me. Of course, I got to see Dick Dale and all his adventures and the original lineups of all these original groups. So that was my lessons. Really, I got to see all that in person and ask questions, and I'd go up to the other band members and go, hey, how'd you do that on guitar in between breaks and stuff? And they would show me little riffs. So I was fortunate enough to kind of be taught by the founders, if you will, of surf music, how to play surf music. And later on in life, I started coming up and forming my own little surf bands in junior high. I had a little band called The Last Wave. And we played my eighth grade graduation, that kind of thing. And my parents would encourage me in that. And then in high school, I had my own surf band again, another band. And then kind of went out, did my own thing in alternative music, Red Hot Chili Peppers and U2 and The Clash and The Ramones and B-52s and all that kind of stuff were big when I was in high school. So I put together bands kind of in that genre. As I got older, my dad would have me sit in with him once in a while and play. And then as some of the other members of the Surfaris had either passed away or couldn't play or didn't want to play anymore, my dad started filling in with myself and my brother and my mom, too. She played bass, but she was a concert violinist, so she had a musical background, too. So that just kind of came together year 2000. We started doing that, 2001. It's just been a lot of fun. It's a family vacation. You know, my brother and I have kids ourselves, so it's kind of like when the band goes out and plays like Hawaii or something or the East Coast, we'll bring the grandkids, so to speak, and make it a family vacation. So it's a lot of fun. We enjoy each other as family, and we're a close family. We've always played music together, but as a Surfaris, it's something we've done probably for the last 22 years now.
Hey, this is Devin Berryhill with the band The Tourmaliners from San Diego, California, and you're catching a wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Oh,
I'm Bob Berryhill from the Safaris, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my good pal, Jammin' James Riley.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catch It Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is by an explosive artist. You'll find out what I mean there. He's from Revere, Massachusetts. Did his family move north of Boston later? This is the B-side to his 1962 single, Palisades Park, on Swan Records. In fact, this was the intended A-side, but as legend has it, a DJ played the wrong side, which was Palisades Park, and the rest is history on that one. But this is a great tune, too, about the months of summer. Of course, we're talking about Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and the tune June, July, and August on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Gonna empty out the lockers.
Time roll.
is finally getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congrats to all of the Ray family. Link Ray in the tune Ace of Spades. He's in the Musical Influence Award category, and he has influenced just about every guitarist out there. Before that, new from The Desolate Coast and the tune 9 O'Clock Last Week from their new album Without a Planet. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media, broadcasting from the heart of the historic Route 66 in Missouri to all over the world. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.